Well, we've been hearing this week some election previews of the races that are happening around the state and region. Today, look at an initiative that voters in the state will be asked to consider. Well, back in 2016, 9 states voted on ballot measures to legalize or decriminalize marijuana. Those measures passed in all states but one, Arizona. 4 years later, proponents of legal recreational marijuana are back with Prop 207. And as KJZZ's Ben Giles reports, the fight for the hearts and minds of voters might not be as expensive this time around.
Ever since the 2016 election, some wary of legalized cannabis have sounded the alarm. Voters have already approved medical marijuana, they say. Legalized recreational marijuana is a foregone conclusion. Sheila Polk, the Yavapai County attorney who was an outspoken opponent of the 2016 legalization effort, said voters weren't convinced then and still aren't now.
I think there's a very strong network of advocates across the state who are helping open voters' eyes as to what is in Prop 207.
Dimitri Downing runs the Marijuana Industry Trade Association of Arizona. He said he's not concerned about the Sheila Polks of the world, those in favor of strict prohibition. Downing said the strongest opposition to marijuana is gone.
The real reason it lost in 2016 was because the opposition spent millions and millions of dollars on advertising, and so that money doesn't exist this time around.
Roughly $6 million were spent against marijuana legalization in 2016, and about half of that came from 3 sources, none of which are available in 2020. Roughly $1 million came from the now-deceased owner of Discount Tires. Another $500,000 came from Insys Therapeutics, the controversial producer of a synthetic opioid. The company's founder is now behind bars. Another $1.5 million was raised by the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. They're still opposed, but financially they'll be on the sidelines. Garrick Taylor is a spokesman for the chamber.
The Chamber of Commerce, or any organization, does not have a pile of cash just sitting around.
Taylor says the business community is focused on another ballot measure, Prop 208, a tax hike on the wealthy to raise money for education.
We've made the decision that passage of Proposition 208 would undermine our competitive standing so dramatically that we have been forced to engage heavily into that.
That provides a clearer path to victory for an initiative that would legalize the possession and cultivation of marijuana by anyone at least 21 years old. A 16% tax on cannabis sales would be earmarked in part for public safety and community health programs. Attorney Ryan Hurley helped write the 2016 initiative. He said proponents in the marijuana community helped shore up support in 2020 by including language to expunge old marijuana-related offenses.
The initiative really went out of its way to learn the lessons from 2016 and to take feedback from all sorts of different stakeholders. You know, people supportive of cannabis legalization, people in opposition to it.
That feedback included insight from the chamber, which told the campaign that businesses want clarity about the rules for marijuana and the workplace. Stacey Pearson is a spokeswoman for the Prop 207 campaign.
If a workplace has a policy that prohibits use of cannabis, marijuana, marijuana products, they can continue with that policy, hard stop. Just like there are policies that prohibit people from using alcohol in the middle of the afternoon or using prescription drugs.
Taylor acknowledged the outreach, but it wasn't enough to win the chamber's outright support.
The drafters of the pot legalization measure in 2020 have attempted to ameliorate some of the concerns that came up 4 years ago, specifically from the perspective of employers. That hasn't changed our position.
What has changed is the allocation of resources. Taylor said the chamber might contribute to a marijuana opposition effort, but reiterated their focus is on the education initiative. The lack of a well-financed opposition helps explain why, at least to date, the campaigns for and against marijuana legalization have been relatively quiet.
If you don't have the marketing and the advertising, if you don't have the pulpit, then you're not going to have the information that you want out there.
That pulpit could have been crucial to the outcome in November. A recent Monmouth University poll found that 51% of registered voters in Arizona approve recreational marijuana, while 41% are opposed. That's a slim margin for error, and with the right push, the race could swing in either side's favor between now and November 3rd. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.